Hi everyone, Sane Main here. This video is brought to you by a donation from James. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to discuss my thoughts on why woke women and their simp allies are destroying modern geek culture and entertainment. Be it video games, movies, television, and old intellectual properties from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. I think in part because most of the men that enjoy these things are below average or average with regards to looks-wise, so therefore undesirable. The guys like Doctor Who, Star Wars, and Star Trek have traditionally been nerds. And I think there's a certain amount of jealousy in that these things have become the most dominant forms of entertainment over the last 20 or 30 years. And women appear to want to punish the underdog nerds and geeks that enjoy them. I was watching a video about this from a YouTube channel called Retroblasting, and he was mentioning that the destruction of pop culture is a way to destroy people's outlet, and that it's dangerous to destroy everything that people enjoy, because then you get people angry and they might actually start to act out. He also noticed that people in Hollywood and the entertainment business, if they don't have any talent, then they use politics to cover up their lack of creative abilities. But that the good content creators don't have to do that because they let their work stand for itself. I think this theory has merits. I also think part of it is cultural Marxists trying to destroy the four olds, one of those being old culture, especially to demoralize the men in our society. Funny enough, they're trying to demoralize the average Joes that keep things running and don't appear to want to demoralize men that play professional sports for some reason. At least not yet. They, of course, have tried things like getting the WNBA to pay its players an equal amount to the male players. But we all know that almost no man watches women's sports unless you're a 70-year-old man that's lonely and just popped a Viagra, and can now fap off to the women on a volleyball court on TV. Most sports players are also interested in scoring goals and points. They don't generally get involved in politics or ideology. Women say things like Star Wars have toxic masculinity. Yet at the same time, you don't see women trying to stop the toxic masculinity of boxers and MMA fighters. That violence is perfectly acceptable, so long as attractive men with muscles are dishing it out on each other. No, they want to destroy the heroes of the men they find the least desirable. Almost like they want to punish the average man for having the nerve to hit on them or something like that. Women are also complaining about toxic masculinity, yet women are the ones that select which male genes go from one generation to the next. They're the ones that have selected us for our so-called toxicity, and now they want it gone. Of course, they only want it gone for men that they don't find attractive. Retroblasting also mentions that woke women like the ones at Lucasfilm are destroying the existing fan base, trying to replace it with a different one. What that other fan base is, no one seems to know. The corporate executives don't actually see that they are actually buying an IP, that they're buying the fan base that comes with it. That they think that somehow they can destroy the spirit of something like Star Wars, and that the brand will still have $4 billion in value. Wouldn't it be hilarious if George Lucas bought it back from them for $1 or $2 billion? But I don't think he should, because it's irreparably damaged by now. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code SANEMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to women destroying geek culture so the geeks have to spend their money on them instead of action figures and video games clown world show. I'm sure many of us have heard the tales of a man getting married and then being forced to sell his truck or sports car and trade it in for a minivan. A woman sees a man's material wealth and she thinks to herself, how can I get the money all that stuff is worth? You saw that in the film The 40-Year-Old Virgin. The main character, once he got married, bought a house by selling his entire action figure collection. Women see all the money that nerdy men spend on their hobbies, so it makes sense that they would wreck most of those hobbies so that that money could flow into their flesh folds instead. They're jealous that men are spending money spoiling themselves on things that they enjoy instead of spending that money on them. Also jealous that men give their favorite content tons of attention instead of giving it to them as well. Also, let's get real. They aren't punishing the top 5 to 10% of guys out there by destroying geek and gamer culture. Those guys at the top are already giving them their sexual attention because most find it irresistible to have women throw themselves at them. Also, you won't see women trying to destroy sports like I mentioned, but cheerleaders, yes. Recently, I saw a bunch of morbidly obese cheerleaders, and that's surely one way to chase men away from the sports field. Funny thing is that guys that like geek culture and give it their money and attention, you'd think they'd be invisible to women. of course, were to be ignored, but our attention and money isn't? What if there's a female-owned group preference virus that infiltrates media and destroys it so that men stop spending money on it, so that money goes to the female collective instead? In the meantime, the women that destroyed make tons of money in their creative chaos. The model might be so successful that they're now running out of franchises to ruin. Retroblasting was also discussing how She-Hulk was a superhero made for women specifically, but there isn't enough of a female fan base to carry that content forward. Then when it flops, women claim that men didn't like it, and because of that, they're misogynists. So they're just using shaming language on us once more. He also brings up that the latest victim of that is Indiana Jones. The women working on these projects know it's going to destroy them and piss off men. That's the point. They see this content as their competition. I think the reason they didn't wreck nerd and geek content before was because, number one, it wasn't popular for women to take part in it. And number two, the geeks weren't becoming the wealthiest people in society. You could see that switch with the tech boom in the late 90s and early 2000s. And that's when the female chameleon started to make her move into those cultures. They don't have any idea how profound an effect they're having on young men out there by destroying it. Nerd culture was something that I relied on in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s to help me shape my identity when I was socially excluded. I can't imagine how awful it must feel for young guys out there to not have positive real role models that are nerds and on the spectrum. Who do you have today that hasn't actually been influenced by gynocentrism? But there are also new shows for younger guys like The Expanse that shows positive male role models like Holden, or one of my recent favorites, Better Call Saul. There are also other great shows out there never getting quite ripe enough with a fan base to get ruined. So besides the MCU, the woke women in entertainment are only destroying the heroes of men in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. They seem to have decided that they don't want us to be fans. We know that there are people capable of creating good content, especially after watching Season 3 of Star Trek Picard. It would be great to have a Star Trek Legacy show, but I don't think it's going to happen. So when is all this going to end? The Disney share price has fallen well below $100 a share for the first time since 2015. And there's more pain on the way as the price-earnings ratio is 40, and that's still way too high. It should be around 20. So it could easily drop to $50 a share, and this isn't financial advice, but it might be a good idea to short it, so long as they keep making woke entertainment. After all, for the next 1 or 2 years at least, they're going to be putting out woke movies. Whatever happened to boosting their ESG score and watching BlackRock and other corporations buy up their shares and support them? I guess maybe there are too many woke corporations these days, and not enough woke hedge fund dollars to cover all the losses. If that's the case, then the whole ESG thing could come to an end rather rapidly. We've also recently been seeing women demoralize men in the military. You just know that the moment that women can pilot robots remotely on the battlefield, they'll end up taking all the combat positions away, and claim that toxic masculinity is now obsolete. Another reason, if you're into conspiracy theories, for all this demoralizing of guys that are into weird subgenres and subcultures and technologies, because those guys pose the biggest risk to the establishment, because they can develop new technology to disrupt things. So it might be an attempt to distract or discourage them so they don't create the next big tech breakthrough, or tell some new story that'll threaten their paradigm and power. Remember the dystopian films like The Matrix, Dark City, Fight Club, and others that showed disgruntled nerds taking things out on the establishment might not be something that the establishment wants anymore, even if those are just fictional stories. Targeting this group makes a lot of sense while leaving sports alone, because it's going to be harder and harder to be the average man and remain employed with AI taking mostly average male worker jobs away. But the nerd jobs will still be needed for a while longer. Attacking the escapism of the average man isn't the issue. It's about attacking the escapism of the more sophisticated guys. I'm off to watch another season of Black Mirror. Hopefully Charlie Booker is still writing it, so you know it'll be good. They will also be unable to demoralize us because we have YouTube and we can increasingly make our own content. Imagine the fun we're going to have making our own movies and films when AI can generate the imagery. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks to James for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women are smashing Hollywood, like a jealous girlfriend smashes all your action figures when you get in a fight with her, because she's jealous. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that think they can bring in communism by destroying nerd culture away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.